Okay, long days and pleasant nights, fellow explorers. Welcome back to another live Q&A. This one for January 2019. I hope the audio is acceptable. And this Q&A is for any question you want to ask me about current series, old series, the channel, myself, whatever you feel like asking about. I will say, as always, though, if your question is something about when will I do blank series, the answer is sometime in the future. I know I'm going to get probably a few questions about Warhammer 40K. So while we're waiting for some comments to pop in here, prior to this week, I didn't know almost anything about Warhammer 40,000. I had played one board game, Forbidden Stars, but, you know, when you're playing a board game, usually you don't look at the lore too much. And I'd always kind of been intrigued by it, but it always seemed too just big. You know, it's been going on for 30 years or something like that. So I never really dipped my toes into it, but now that it's been decided as the next series, I've really been diving deep into it. I've learned a lot of things in the last few days. I'm very excited about it. Favorite SCP? I got asked this last time. I still don't know. I don't know. 3001, I guess. So for 40K, I know there's a lot of people on the channel that came here for SCP, and obviously that's going to continue. And there's actually, based on how many memes people leave on my SCP videos, there is overlap between the 40K fan base and the SCP fan base. And so I'm going to be making the series for people that don't know anything about 40K. I know there's a few lore channels out there that are really for like fanatics, hour-long videos that really just go deep dive into every aspect, but I want to introduce people to the 40K universe just as I am being introduced to it. No, I'm not stopping SCP. Not for a while. I mean, maybe ever. I don't know the future. Can you explain what SCP-2718 is about? I did a whole video on it, I think. Do I have plans to cover the SCP Foundation Pataphysics Department? Potentially. I don't have a roadmap of every video that I'm going to do for pretty much any series. I have a video suggestions channel on my Discord that people can pop in there, because I don't know every aspect of the SCP universe. So people putting in suggestions there, be like, hey, check this out. That helps me sort of fine tune and cut out the stuff that people don't want to see. Do I have a favorite army in 40K? Like I said, I don't know. I've never played 40K. I actually just ordered like the starter set for the latest edition of the war game. So I'm looking forward to trying that out. I'm also looking to try to get into some of the RPGs. Wrath and Glory, I think, is the newest one. I just played through Space Marine, and I'm playing through Mechanicus, so I have a lot to do. I have a lot to do. Would I do a video about Jack Bright? Yes, that is currently on the Patreon poll to decide the next SCP video I do. I don't know if it'll be the next one, but it'll be eventually. I think a lot of people will probably be disappointed in it because it's not going to be a humorous video. It's going to be a serious look at the Bright family within the SCP universe. Um, Do I like cats or dogs? I prefer cats. I have nothing against dogs, but I don't know. I don't want to pick up poop, I guess. How does my research start when I review a series blind? Do I just use Google and go from there or consult people who are knowledgeable? Well, for 40K, it's very relevant right now since I am sort of going into that blind. I did look around all over the place and I looked at what people suggested for getting into 40K lore, which is usually how I try to start a new series that I don't know much about, is like, what do people that are knowledgeable say is the best starting point? And interestingly, for 40K, almost everyone seemed to suggest just reading the wikis. There's like a few wikis that have a different format, and they just suggest looking into what you're interested in, what sounds cool, and just diving through all the wikis. They also recommended starting reading the Horus Heresy series of books. So right now I'm currently reading Horus Rising, I think, which is the first one. Is it warm over by you? No, if I could spin the camera, you would see snow covering every window here in Wisconsin. Do I think Doomguy can survive an SCP outbreak? Well, that would depend on the SCP, wouldn't it? I don't think he'd survive death. Any more Elder Scrolls lore? So yes. So after I'm done with Warhammer, at whatever point I decide I want to move on, or SCP, whatever happens first, I'm planning to spend some time, like a month or two, going back to older series and just putting out a couple videos for some older series. So Elder Scrolls, maybe Middle Earth, Star Wars. So a few things like that. So I'm not done with those series. Well, I cover video games with deep lore. Well, I mean, I did Elder Scrolls. Dark Souls was very close to winning. I personally voted for Fallout in the last poll, so you know, it's whatever the poll is. Whatever the poll is. Do I play D&D in IG? Do I play D&D? Actually, yeah, in a few hours I'm going to play D&D with my family. We just started playing a month ago, and technically, I'm using a D&D adventure, but I'm running it with Dungeon World because I prefer it. But I've definitely played a bunch of D&D. Are there any part of SCP lore you don't really like? Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much you want to count all the humorous aspects, the lighthearted aspects, the meme aspects, as part of the lore. But there are SCPs that I just sort of shake my head at. I won't name any specifics, but not to get into a whole debate about it. You know, I'm fine with it being there. I just don't care for it. Certain SCPs that are really sort of not meta per se, but you know, when I started getting into SCP, I was really just looking at it as like cosmic horror, just dark and grim, and that's what I liked. So anything that sort of heavily drifted away from that, I look with a skeptical eye. There's a bunch of them that are lighthearted that I do like, but like the next video coming out in a couple days is about beneficial SCPs. I mean, none of those are grim, dark horror, but yeah. Are you surprised by your subscriber growth? Yes. I think if you ask any YouTuber that question and they say no, they've got some personal looking to do. But yeah, it's been astonishing since I was a YouTuber for years, just making Let's Plays for a handful of people that watched, and then suddenly I decided to make some videos about the Cthulhu mythos, and here we are. What edition of D&D? I got into it. My first taste of it was 3.5, but we played like once. Then I came back to it years later with fourth edition. We played that for a few years. Fifth edition came out, and at that point I had started to look at other games. I had moved on to Call of Cthulhu, Numenera, Shadowrun. So by the time 5th edition came out, I was already like, oh, well, you know, we could just play Dungeon World or Shadow of the Demon Lord. Is 999 okay? Of course. 999 is a blessing upon the earth. Would I rather have a computer with infinite storage or a 10 terabyte internet speed? I mean, if I can actually utilize the internet speed, sure. That would be way better. What's the best way to balance cosmic horror with other genres? That's the beauty of the SCP universe at this point, is there's almost something for everybody. You know, you can have the cosmic horror, you can have comedy, you can have action-oriented pieces, you can have drama-oriented pieces, you can have, you know, Western pieces and far futuristic, alternate dimensions, alien world. It's really got something for everyone, which tends to hurt its cohesiveness. I mean, we say over and over again how there's no canon. But I don't know how well cosmic horror, you know, it's like making a comedy horror film. I always find that in most cases, one, they both tend to suffer because you're sort of trying to balance it out. So I like that the SCP universe, each thing is sort of self-contained a lot of the time. It doesn't try to blend it all together into one cohesive thing. Have I seen Lord Bung's confinement series? I got asked this last time. I've seen a few of them. They're very well made, but that's not the sort of stuff I tend to watch on YouTube. Am I into comics? Yes. I'm currently reading through every Hulk comic, which is a far bigger endeavor than I thought it would be, but it's been enjoyable. I'm getting a lot of questions about, would you do this series? The answer for now, for everything, is potentially. If it wins the poll, I'm probably going to do it. I will potentially veto something if I really think, like, I just don't want to do it. I think it has no merit, or I think it'll be exceptionally difficult, or for whatever reason, I'll veto it. But so far, that hasn't come up. Do I know the tale "The Stars Do Not Wait for You"? I think a bunch of people have been telling me to read it. I'll have to get around. I spent a lot of my time reading, so I have a lot of things to read. What do I think about the JSCPs? Not for me. I mean, I'm fine with them existing, but no, I don't have any interest. Do I think every SCP group of interest are video worthy? Well, sure. I mean, I wouldn't want to, like, diss any authors that, like, no, your group is just not good enough for my channel. But it's a matter of what people want to see and what I personally really want to do. So I don't know if we'll ever have a video on Are We Cool Yet, but maybe. If you don't like joke SCPs, do you dislike 999? I don't think they're, like, you know, they have to be connected like that. It's not like I'm all about, like, just complete hopelessness in a cosmic horror universe. I mean, even Lovecraft had people win once in a while. So I'm fine with 999, particularly because I like the theory that, you know, he is sort of meant for greater things in the SCP universe. I kind of like that. did I catch Punisher season 2 yet? No, I didn't even finish Punisher season 1. I had such high hopes for that, and I just was like, I watched a couple episodes, and I'm like, I'll get around to this eventually. Which SCP do you personally find the most disturbing or creepy? When I was reading the Yule Man 4666, I was just thinking, like, how does this stuff, like, enter people's minds and they're like, I'm going to put this on the internet? I don't know. It just, that one probably creeped me out a little bit more than most. Have I read every SCP entry? No. God, no. That's extreme. That is extreme. No. What am I in D&D? I mean, I've been everything. I've been playing role-playing games for years. Generally, I prefer to play a spellcaster, specifically a scion or a psychic character, if it's allowed. What about the shark punching center? I mean, maybe. I remember when that first started years and years back, just because people made typos. Like, yeah, let's roll with it. It's bordering on joke a little bit too much, but, you know, if people really want to see it, I don't know how much there is to it at this point. Any ideas for an April Fool's episode this year? Yes, I do have a plan. You know, it's hard to keep, like, topping myself. I don't know. I never know if people are actually going to like the April Fool's videos. I just like making them. So, you know, temper your expectations. And, you know, I'm sure it'll be fun. Favorite obscure SCP? 2998 was something that I was shocked to find, like, no videos covering it. I think it's because it has a really weird format and practically everyone just reads. And so when you get to an SCP that's like, how do I read this? They're just like, I will skip it. But I really enjoyed covering that. I thought it was a really cool concept. Tell us more about those Tolkien war machines you hinted at in the Middle Earth Q&A. Oh, gosh, that was a long time ago. Yeah, I think it's something in the Silmarillion or one of sort of the smaller books where there's a great battle and it mentions, like, machines of iron or something like that. And it's like, you know, Tolkien had so many ideas that he was like, yeah, maybe this would be cool. And then he just never mentions anything about it again. And, you know, the Legendarium, the Middle-earth setting, is often not as cohesive as people think it is. As a perfect example, the origin of orcs, which everyone loves to tell me in my orcs video, that is like, oh, they're corrupted elves, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, that's... You know, that's a common theory, but that is not officially decided. Did I ever hear the game called C&C Castle and Crusades? Is that an OSR game? Maybe I'm thinking of something with sword. I don't remember. No, I guess. Yeah, I've done 2 April Fool's videos so far, exploring My Little Pony and exploring the Teletubby, the Cthulhu mythos in Teletubbies, which were both very fun to make. I consider doing a Cthulhu mythos in True Detective. Well, I don't know how much there was in the second season. I have not seen the third season. And the first season, I could. There's definitely a handful of references to Haster and Carcosa. Or I don't know if they mention Haster, but the King in Yellow. But I know specifically the writer said that those are just references and they're not meant to be anything Lovecraftian or cosmic horror in nature. Do I know SCP-3999? Yes, it is also on the Patreon poll for me to do at some point, so it will get done. Do not worry. Exploring series on cultural epics. You know, again, it's up to the polls. I really try to be as hands-off as possible when it comes to what series I do. What's my favorite Fallout game? Fallout 2. Hollow Knight lore. Yes, I've been thinking constantly about doing just a side series, just, you know, with no one telling me to do it, of Hollow Knight lore. Just a short series, because I think it's really cool, and I'd love more people to see it, but I'm pretty busy at the moment, now that I'm juggling two series. Have I ever thought about doing individual characters without delving into an entire series from any form of media? Yeah, I've thought about it. Generally, something like really relevant or topical, like if there's a movie coming out or a big game coming out, I could just do like one video about it, just to get views. But I've always just been adhering to this schedule and I've always been busy, so it hasn't really happened. Do I watch anime? Here and there. I really like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I just watched the other day Your Name, which I thought was a beautiful film. Like, if that was a live-action movie, I probably never would have given it a second look. Like, it would have had, like, Hugh Grant or something in it. I don't know. It would have just been one of those sappy love movies or something. Like, The Notebook. I don't know. But, you know, I heard it was a really incredible animated film. I watched it, and I really enjoyed it. How did I learn about SCP? I don't remember. It was like 7 years now, or 8 years maybe ago, and I don't remember what brought me to it. Maybe 4chan, back when I was all about that. What do I think the pestilence is that 049 talks about? I think it's just like, it's a MacGuffin. It's like just a plot point that he harps on. I've heard countless theories now from all the comment sections and Reddit discussions and all that stuff. I don't think anyone has really nailed it down that isn't refuted by some line of dialogue that he has. So I think it's either something we don't understand that is non-existent to our world that he understands, or it's just nonsense. I like 049, but I don't think it's meant to be anything that we could understand at the very least. Ever thought about doing a side series of Lovecraft story readings? Yes, actually. I would like to do a bunch of them, because I really enjoyed doing the festival recently. I'd like to do Color Out of Space next. Yeah, I heard they were doing a live-action remake of Your Name, but, you know, it probably won't be as good. Have I seen Berserk? I think I watched a good handful of episodes of it. I don't remember why I stopped. I tend to not finish series I watch. Especially animated series. I don't know. I just drift away. Berserk. Last Airbender. Hunter x Hunter. Like, just a bunch of series, and like, okay. What do you think about the upcoming Lord of the Rings TV series? I mean, you're probably not going to see any, like, known stories adapted to it, I think, because of the specific time frame it's taking place in. So, you're not going to see anything from the Silmarillion. It's just going to be young Aragorn, and there's probably going to be cameos from certain other famous characters, and I don't have high expectations, but I want to be pleasantly surprised. Yeah, Made in Abyss. I love Made in Abyss. That is, I should rewatch that. I thought that was fantastic. I'd like to do a lore series on it. I think that Ed from Full Metal could have gotten his body back when he got the Philosopher's Stone. Well, that's a spoiler, but yeah. Have I ever played an SCP game? No, actually, I don't think I have. I know Containment Breach is a big one. I really don't like horror games almost ever. I just never find them compelling enough. So I'd love to see like a different style of SCP game. Like a simulation, resource management, or like a tactical game, something like that. But the problem is, you're really never going to see awesome big budget games of the SCP universe because of the licensing. Have I investigated any of the wiki's contests? No. I mean, other than the Halloween contests, which helped. Well, I definitely looked at for putting together the Halloween SCP video. But no, I tend to stick more towards SCPs than Tales, which I think is usually what the contests are about, except for like the 4,000 contest or the 3,000 contest. Can we see my cat? I have two cats. One of them spends most of his time just walking around the house meowing, so that's what you heard. Glad you enjoy it, Papa Bear Gaming. Do I think an SCP Foundation related show would work? In some parallel dimension where the licensing was different and it could actually be made, yeah, I'd love to see a Black Mirror-esque Foundation show. But as it is, there's not much point in speculating. Who do I think is more powerful, Morgoth or the Scarlet King? Gosh. That's not a softball question, is it? I would probably say the Scarlet King. Just due to the fact that Morgoth was defeated, in a very, like, physical sense. And was imprisoned and exiled and all that. And Scarlet King is so sort of nebulous in its metaphysics and all that kind of stuff. I keep getting asked about, do I know Hollow Knight lore? Like, yeah, I talked about that. It's one of my favorite games. Have I seen the Bird Box? Yeah, I did watch it. I thought it was pretty good. I don't know if it's Lovecraftian. I think Lovecraftian is a term that gets thrown around like something that gets thrown around. Like there was nothing in the film that indicated that it was some cosmic threat or anything like that. I don't know if I'd say it was Lovecraftian, but I enjoyed it. Maybe, I think it was based on a book, so maybe the book goes into a bit more detail. Do I have a video that gets more specific on what a Class D is? Not really. Because a Class D can be anything. I mean, it's a heavily used term, but like everything else, it's not canon, technically. So anybody could say, I mean, the most common view is that Class D is taken from like death row criminals and things like that. But there's so many aspects of common SCP Foundation lore that is not canon, and so it can be taken all sorts of different ways, and so it's not really worth making a video on. The actual SCPs are easier because they themselves are their own canon. You know, nothing is contradicting them because they are their own thing. Thank you, Spartan John. I knew readings of SCPs existed for years and years, but I knew that that was not what I was planning to do when I started the series. I was just surprised that there weren't really many other channels that do what I do, because what I do is very common across many other different franchises and lore and things like that. Summarizations, but I guess SCP series, the SCP Foundation, just not that I'm a pioneer. I think there's a couple channels that do similar to what I do. What are my personal SCP headcanons? Gosh, that's a big ball of worms. I would say I think the SCP Foundation is overall a fairly cold and calculating bureaucracy, which definitely conflicts with some people's headcanons. I think the GOC is overall justified in what they do. I like the Fear Alone canon for SCP-231. I don't know. You'd have to ask me about specific canons otherwise for me to talk about them. What is my opinion on Cain and Abel? I mean, other than what I talked about in my video, I'm trying to think of what exactly you want me to opine about. Have I ever read Wheel of Time series or Song of Ice and Fire? No, and no. Yeah, it's just so many things in the world to read. And I don't spend like all of my days just reading. I do play a lot of video games, so it's just not enough time in the world. There's a scene in Bird Box where a crazy guy sits at the table drawing pictures of Cthulhu. Was it actually Cthulhu, or was it just like... I thought it was just like some almost amorphous black entities. I don't know. Maybe you're right. How do I plan to approach the Exploring Warhammer 40K series? It's going to be a very introductory series for a while. I'm going to start with an introduction to the timeline, which I know is massive. That's why it's not the timeline. It's an introduction to the timeline. But I want to introduce the series in general to people that have never heard of it or know almost nothing about it. So I want to try to provide like as wide a scope as I can so that people can be like, oh, that sounds cool. Well, that sounds interesting. I want to hear more about that. So we're going to start fairly wide and then begin to narrow it down. Which product would I buy from Dr. Wondertainment if given the chance? The super paper would be pretty cool. That's something fairly benign as long as you don't crumple it up. Have I played a game from the Batman Arkham series? Yes, I've played most of them. I still like the first one the best. Do I think Cain and Abel are well-made characters based on abilities and lore, both created and related to the biblical characters? Yes, although Cain more so than Abel. And I think that's probably not a controversial opinion. I think Cain is just overall a more interesting character. But I think Abel's been improved somewhat over the years by various tales. And overall, I like the concept in relation to the biblical story. Because it does sort of make you think. And I like SCPs that make you think a little bit. Who's my favorite Hollow Knight character? What's his name? Like Zolo or something like that? Like the pompous knight you have to constantly rescue? He's my favorite. Ren, do you think Warhammer will ever win a poll? Yeah, I do. The Templin Institute. Yes, actually, I think I did check out that channel once. I don't know what I was doing that people were talking about recommending it. they seem to have much higher production quality than I have. Do I think it's possible to make a movie out of H.P. Lovecraft? Well, there have been movies based on Lovecraft's stories. So yeah, of course. Good ones, that's a bit more debatable. What was my favorite video game of 2018? That was Monster Hunter World, followed by God of War. His name is Zote. Yeah, Zote. He's my favorite character. Have I watched Death Note? Yes, I watched it a couple times. Although at this point, I pretty much stop at the midway point. I just don't care much for the second half of Death Note. Especially the ending, I'm just not that crazy about. I mean, it's logical. Like, you know, for a series that has to end, it is what it is. But I wasn't crazy about it. Any upcoming games that I'm interested in playing? Yes. Let me in my younger days I would have known this off the top of my head. Yeah, Sekiro. That's definitely my most hyped game of 2019. Super excited about that. Have I ever considered collaborating with any heavily SCP related channels like the Volgan or other lore exploring channels? Yeah, I got asked this last time, and basically, if they approach me, I'm happy to do anything, but, otherwise I just keep on keeping on. I'll just do my own thing, and that's okay with me. Exploring Resident Evil. Well, I mean, I'm not planning to do anything with that. If it wins a poll, potentially. But personally, I never thought the lore of Resident Evil was that amazing. But if people want it. Did I watch the great Netflix Death Note? Yes. Yes, I did. Oh my gosh. Has Monster Hunter ever made it on a poll? No. That would be a tricky lore series. I think there was a time right around when Monster Hunter World came out when I thought about doing an exploring series for each of the monsters because it would be very relevant. But I just figured that it would just be too short of a video and yeah, it would be tough. What are my thoughts on the Witcher Netflix series? I'm excited. I don't know if Henry Cavill is the right choice. He's a little bit too clean, but I'm optimistic. My favorite Daedric Prince is... oh, man, I'm getting old. I'll tell you his name in a second. Hermaeus Mora. Yeah, that's my favorite. Harrison Roberts, thank you very much for the super chat. I will keep on keeping on. What's my favorite SCP so far? 3001, I already said. Least favorite series I did. I would probably say Star Wars, just because I was super optimistic when I started Star Wars. I was like, you know, people love my Cthulhu Mythos stuff. People love the Middle Earth stuff. I'm just going to keep on rampaging through and just, you know, all these other channels do Star Wars, but I'm going to do better than any of them. And then no one really watched it. And I was like, let's move on. So I'm still happy with it. And I'd like to do a few more videos in it. But it wasn't like a huge... I didn't break any records with the Star Wars series. And maybe I just didn't give it enough time. Because it was drastically different than Middle Earth, which I had just finished. My favorite Marvel movie is Civil War. Have I read Larry Niven's Known Space or Ringworld series? No, I have not. Favorite god, Greek, Norse, Egyptian, etc. Probably Loki, I would say. Especially because most modern people don't just associate it with the Marvel character. Whereas the Norse figure is, in my opinion, much more interesting and tragic, really. When should we expect the first Exploring 40K video to come out? So, like I said, there's going to be an SCP video every Monday, so that's still my main priority. The next video aside from that is a video on the mythology of dragons, which was a Patreon goal that we recently hit. And so I'm working on finishing that up. And then after that, there will be the first 40K video. Oh, any idea what the first 40K video will be about? It'll be about the introduction to the timeline. So, from the earliest known history up to the... I think they're currently at, like, the first year of the 42nd millennium now. So I think technically it should be Warhammer 41K, but they're not going to call it that. I haven't played SCP Containment Breach. My thoughts on SCP-343. I don't think he's God. I think he's just a reality bender that would likes to pretend he's God. Because if you were a super powerful reality bender, that would certainly be something on your list of things to do is fool a massive organization into thinking you're actually God. Do I agree that Superman is the most uninteresting, bland, and generic superhero of all time? No. I think if you think that, you probably don't know many obscure superheroes. But no, I don't hate on Superman. He's had some really interesting arcs and comics and stuff. Just really thought-provoking about the nature of power and responsibility and stuff like that. The common view of him certainly is that he's pretty bland and terrible. I have friends that refuse to see anything even related to Superman because they hate him that much, and it's just kind of unfounded, I think. Any video games you find are underrated? Underrated video games. No. I think most video games are probably rated properly. Not that any I could think of off the top of my head. I mean, I think more people should play Hollow Knight, personally. I keep trying to convince everyone I know to play it. I mean, it was on sale on the Switch recently for like $9. There's no excuse. How do I think Loki is tragic? Do you mean like his children were robbed from him by the gods? That's certainly part of it. But it's more about his innate personality. And his character arc through the stories is tragic. He's a character that wanted to be a part of the Aesir, you know, a part of the gods of Asgard. And he was sort of crippled by his own deceptive personality and his drive to lie and trick, ultimately leading to his downfall, where he's, you know, his sons are slaughtered and he's tied up with their intestines and he's forced to have this venom drip on his forehead. That his wife has to hold a bowl over his head for all eternity until Ragnarok. I mean, he's certainly not like this great hero or anything, but I do find him to be a tragic figure. Have I ever read Dune? It's on my reading list, like many other things. Do I think that all Mary Dominion will be the ruling faction in Elder Scrolls 6? Yeah, actually, I could see that. I'm curious to see exactly what they do with it, you know, how far ahead in time they jump, if it's set in, you know, certain parts of Tamriel. There's a lot that we don't know about it, but yeah, I could say that's certainly a good possibility. What's your opinion on Vivek and why? I did a whole video on Vivek, if you wanna watch that. Is there any lore I personally want to tackle? Hollow Knight, like I said, I'd like to do that. I always vote for Warcraft in the polls. And in fact, whenever I do a new poll, I basically just take all the runner-ups from the last poll and that forms the new poll, but I add Warcraft on there always. But also the Stormlight Archives from Brandon Sanderson would be pretty high up there. At some point in the future, I'd like to do it. Will I explore the Bible and the Abrahamic faiths, or do you feel that they're too well known to be worth exploring? If it wins the poll, I'll probably do it. I think that would potentially be a controversial series, since, you know, I really want to avoid putting any sort of opinion on it. But, you know, whatever wins the poll, I guess. You know about SCP End of Death Hub, and if it's okay, can you explain? I don't know much about it, basically, I think it's just a canon wherein a situation arises where death no longer exists, right? Like, nothing can die, which quickly causes problems due to, like, in the insect population and all sorts of stuff like that, and so they have to solve the problem of death. Stormcloaks or Imperials. I think both side has justifications, but I would probably lean Stormcloaks. I think that most SCBs can be fixed with a rocket ship and a black hole. Yeah. I mean, most likely for many SCPs, that would make them no longer the Foundation's concern. But due to the risks involved, they would never do that. And that's why the Foundation rarely ever tries to destroy any SCP. What is Hollow Knight? Hollow Knight is a game, a 2D Metroidvania platformer with a very unique theme and story. Would I consider covering Anderson Robotics? Yeah, I think enough people have requested that. That's probably on the list. You've seen my Vivek vid several times. Was curious about my personal opinion. I don't know. You know, that's the thing when you're writing about deities. You know, in almost any setting or universe, when you're writing from the perspective of a deity, it's like, we have no understanding or relation to how this entity would think or react. And so it's always a little like, you know, this is a story about a deity, thoughts, words from a deity, from a higher plane of existence. It's like, how can we really write that? But he's an interesting character, certainly. Favorite horror films? I tend to like newer stuff. Sorry. REC is probably still my favorite horror film. Dog Soldiers is a strong runner-up. Love Dog Soldiers. How would I approach the Dark Souls series, despite its lore being both assumptive and particularly unclear? Carefully? It wouldn't be the biggest of lore series that I would do. I think there are a fair amount of facts, and that's what I would sort of focus around. But yeah, I mean, I would throw probably my own speculation into it, but I'd make it fairly clear that it was my speculation. It wouldn't be the longest series or maybe even the best series, and I'm okay that it didn't win, because I am such a fan of Vati Vidya. He was a pretty big inspiration for me doing this whole exploring series. So, you know, we'll just see what happens when it happens. I had no idea how I was going to do the SCP universe when it was decided. Do I think the SCP Foundation are the good guys? I think it's more important they are the necessary guys. The SCP universe would not exist for very long without the Foundation. That's just how it is. It doesn't really matter if they're good or not. I mean, they are, because it's not like they're all about using SCPs for their own gain and benefit and ruling the world. For all intents and purposes, they do care about protecting humanity, or at least protecting the status quo. Best character in Game of Thrones? Well, if you're talking about the show, Jockin Is that his name? Jaqen H'ghar. He still has not been topped as like my favorite character. He was a boss. When I think of doing a tier list of characters from a specific series. No. In general, I really like to avoid putting any opinions into one of my videos. I really like them to be more like something you'd see on like the History Channel, you know. And they do have like the talking heads. They have people come in and give opinions and stuff. And maybe not the current History Channel, but the History Channel of yesterday. I really like them to just be as factual and professional as I can. So I just tend to stay out of that. Can we get the Dark Tower series on the next poll at least? Like I said, the next poll, the first poll, I just take the runner-ups from the last poll, and that's the start of the new poll, plus Warcraft, because I like it. And then the second poll is the top three from the first poll, plus the top three comments from the first video. So, like I said, I really have almost no control over the polls. I'm completely divorced from it other than throwing in Warcraft. Let's just do a couple more. Look forward to your Warhammer lore since I'm playing Total War Warhammer and I have no idea what's going on. Now, I think that's Warhammer Fantasy, if I recall. Total War. Warhammer 40K did come out of Warhammer Fantasy, but I think the universes are completely separate as far as lore goes. Like, I don't think... I mean, they do have a lot of similarities. You know, they have orcs and they have chaos and the dark gods. But I think the timeline... It's not like the Warhammer Fantasy timeline just extends into Warhammer 40K. I could be wrong, but that's what I thought. But it'll still be helpful because there are a lot of similarities in concepts. Do I think SCP-2718 is a cognito hazard? Yeah. I mean, I offered the question or the possibility of it maybe not in the video, but the fact that it starts by saying it's a cognito hazard, yeah, I think so. Would I ever do a 40K exploring series? I don't know. Stick around. My favorite From Software game is Dark Souls 1, followed by Bloodborne. Although, they're very, very close. Okay, just a quick couple more. Do I believe the creatures like in the SCP universe could really exist? No. I think it's really fictional that the SCP Foundation could actually contain all those threats reliably. But, you know, with all the universe resetting and stuff that goes on... I don't know, maybe, but no, I don't really think so. There's a lot of crossover in the universes. It can be speculated they are the same universe, but it's not confirmed. I could believe that. But Ren says, with Age of Sigmar, they're completely separate now, for sure. So, at best, they're possibly connected, and more likely they're completely separate. Which is fine. They're two separate universes. Okay. My favorite Warcraft character or faction. I'm actually not super knowledgeable about the Warcraft lore. That's why I want to do it, so I can learn more. But for a while, I remember really liking Rexxar. I thought he was just cool. Like, when I was playing WoW back in the day, I was like, yeah, I want to be like Rexxar. He's cool. Which is one of the lamest way of deciding your favorite characters in a lore, I suppose. But it works. And last thing, favorite 40K faction. Right now, as I'm learning about things, I would say almost anything related to the the Chaos, like the Chaos Space Marines. That seems to really interest me. Because Space Marines in general are already seem pretty cool. Mixing them with something that's also cool is like peanut butter and jelly. So, or peanut butter and chocolate, I suppose. Peanut butter and chaotic chocolate, if you will. So, but there's a lot of aspects of it that are interesting me, and I find myself already just reading through the wikis, and I'm like, oh, this sounds cool, and I like, this sounds cool, and I'm like, oh, look at this, this sounds cool, and then I have 30 tabs open, and there you are. So I'm very excited to get into it and explain it all to people. Alright, so that'll wrap us up. That was about an hour. Like I said, I'm going to try to do one of these Q&As every month. I enjoy them. I enjoy talking to you guys. And I hope you enjoy listening. And so yeah, there will be a dragon video, mythological dragons, exploring the history of the folklore, coming out fairly soon. And then we will be diving into the Warhammer 40K universe, but SCP will not stop, so you don't have to worry about that. Come join the Discord. Actually, let me throw a link in the chat, since that usually helps. There you go. So come join the Discord. You can chat about each of the series. And I have a video suggestions channel, like I said, where you can suggest any future videos you want me to cover. And I guess that's about it. So thank you, and keep exploring.